we just issued a report where we looked at a random sample of 500 hospitals. It's the first semi-annual report looking at hospital price transparency compliance. And Teresa, unfortunately, we found that only 5.6% of the hospitals that we surveyed were compliant with the new law.
5.6%?
5.6%. 94.4% were not compliant.
That's Cynthia A. Fisher, and this is Healthcare Confidential. I'm your host, Teresa Jacob Ellis, talking with innovators and experts about health and healthcare in America. Cynthia Fisher is a life sciences entrepreneur, independent investor, and corporate board director. She's well known for her pioneering work as founder and CEO of ViaCord, Inc., a leading umbilical cord blood stem cell banking service, which she started in 1993. In 2000, she co-founded and was president of the cellular medicines company ViaCell, Inc. She began her career in sales at IBM, focusing on healthcare, IT, insurance, and the defense industry. And she's also founder and chairman of Patient Rights Advocate, a nonprofit organization that provides a voice for consumers, patients, employees, employers, and taxpayers to fight for healthcare price transparency. And that's what we're talking about today. So, Cynthia, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Teresa. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, tell me a little bit about the founder story, the backstory. What led you to create a nonprofit? It sounds like you had a very busy and full professional career, and you went in a very different direction with your nonprofit. What led to that?
Well, you know, it was several things came together all at once, and that was I had sold my company, and I've been very blessed at success. But I also founded in a company that in the medical space that was price transparent from the very beginning. We were the same price, one patient, all patients, and we set the gold standard in the industry for cord blood stem cell banking. Why? Because we are also transparent about the quality of each of our collections and then each of the transplants that were done using the cord blood stem cells that we had banked. So we published each of those transplants. We provided that data. And the company still exists today. I sold the company and I'm no longer with the company. But I'm very excited to say that price transparency and providing a very affordable cost, because we were able to price this knowing that the costs were going to be highly variable for us, whether someone gave birth in Singapore or they gave birth in Cincinnati right next to our lab, we could charge the same price, one patient, all patients, because we knew what our costs were and we projected what they would be to create a fair price. And even so, we ended up being about 1/6 of the cost from a nonprofit hospital or blood center that competed with us that may have been opaque and then had additional charges for services they may have rendered. That being said, I know that it can happen in the healthcare community because we did it. But moreover, why did I found patientrightsadvocate.org was because so many people had come seeking how to get access to a great doctor. If they had cancer, where should they go? Just as a favor, as families and friends. And what happened was within a 2-week time period, several people came sharing their stories about how they had been devastated with financial ruin from medical debt. And I helped actually a friend file for personal bankruptcy who had a job, was employed, but her bills were overwhelming and she was losing her home. And I helped her file bankruptcy for breast cancer care. I mean, it was egregious. At the same time, another woman, a nurse at a major hospital, was told that the proton beam therapy for her ovarian cancer, the hospital health plan was not going to cover. So they set her up with a social worker, Teresa, to set up a GoFundMe account to raise $38,000. So she had come seeking money to get proton beam, which was the best modality to treat her cancer, but not covered by the hospital where she was getting her care, where she worked with her health plan. I mean, wow. That was the perfect storm compared to also a handyman who was working on my home, who I knew for 26 years. He paid $32,000 for his health insurance for his family of three, $6,000 in high deductible plan, and he had an additional $6,000 of an out-of-network surprise bill from an anesthesiologist for the very lucky age of turning 50 and told, why don't you get a colonoscopy?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Surprise bill. And I thought, wait a minute. The healthcare system is broken. These are hardworking people with coverage being financially ruined by our medical system. And so I thought, it's time to go to Washington. So we put together a great team. I put my monies, philanthropic monies, into the patient rights advocate organization. And we went to Washington, hired a couple of law firms to find where in existing law do patients have the right to know upfront prices in healthcare, so that we can actually compare prices within hospitals and across hospitals and be able to have financial certainty to get the best quality of care at the lowest price and drive down these costs of healthcare and stop the highway robbery that was.
Well, and healthcare is really the only industry where we see this crazy kind of system where people, A, have to have the service. It's not like it's a choice in most cases, right? You can't decide, I'm not going to treat my breast cancer or I'm not going to go to the doctor. You need to obtain these services, and yet you have no way of knowing what the cost will be. It could be, as you pointed out, something that is financially devastating to a family. And your friend who had to file bankruptcy is just a terrible example of that.
Well, yes. And, you know, you're right. People have been blind to know prices, and then they get blindsided by oftentimes these outrageously priced bills and price gouged. And even when they're erroneous, we have signed when we go into a hospital that by penalty of law, we're responsible and we will pay. So we're essentially writing a blank check to pay whatever they've charged us. Well, you know, if you look at the system, the greed has run amok, Teresa. Because hospitals and insurers and all the middle players have been capitalizing on patients' misfortune. And it is in four existing laws for us to have the right to know prices before we get care. And, you know, look at what has just transpired. There is a major shift that this devastation of financial ruin caused by the hospitals and insurance companies having their secret negotiated deals and keeping us in the dark is game over. And why? And that is because there are now new rules using existing law that are in place that started January 1st of this year, making hospitals have to compete for the first time for our hard-earned healthcare dollar. And starting next January, January 1st, insurance companies and healthcare are going to have to post all of their negotiated rates wherever we get care, including drug prices, so that for the first time, this data is going to get unleashed and is being made available to us as consumers. And it's a huge win for the American public because now we get to be in the driver's seat. And when we can all see these prices, us as patients and employers and unions that procure plans, right? When we all get to see these negotiated rates and pull back the curtain and see what the actual prices are, then we get to choose and benefit from competition, be in that driver's seat, and it'll be just right around the corner that we can see the light.
Yeah.
It's just around the corner that we are going to be able to drive down the cost of healthcare through consumer choice.
Well, I noticed that you wrote an op-ed recently that was published in, remind me, the newspaper.
Well, I just wrote one in the Boston Herald.
Boston Herald, right.
Hometown girl, I guess, you know.
Okay. And it was regarding President Biden's executive order. You sounded very optimistic about that executive order, and you sound optimistic about the future, which is great. But you mentioned in your op-ed that this rule that went into effect on January 1st of this year, that some hospitals, instead of providing actual pricing information or providing instead price estimators, and that's not necessarily helpful to consumers. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I think the industry has still tried to obfuscate and hide behind the cloak of darkness by merely showing cost estimator tools, both hospitals and insurers. And, you know, cost estimates aren't actual prices. And in fact, it's so egregious that the tools themselves post first a click that you have to agree that you won't hold the hospitals accountable for any of the estimates because they're not real prices. So, I mean, how does a competitive functional marketplace work with just estimates? It doesn't. And nowhere else in our lives do we agree to just receive an estimate and not an actual price. And so we know that actually the best part of these healthcare price transparency rules and the hospital rules specifically is that it also allows for and requires that all hospitals post in a machine-readable, downloadable file all of the discounted cash prices and all of the negotiated rates by each payer and by all plans that hospital accepts. That's huge. That's the actual price data.
Right.
And also, we applaud the hospitals that are complying with the rule that also show the first step, showing 300 shoppable through a standard list that's in the machine-readable file. Why? This is the whole meat and potatoes of the hospital price transparency rule, is that getting access to this data by any technology innovator or even any consumer is you can just cross-reference what is the plan, what is the price, what is the variation of prices within the hospital, so that when employers go to look for plans next year, they'll see how their insurer is performing in negotiating with those hospitals on prices. And we as consumers can say, wait a minute, why should any woman with her plan pay 10 times more for a normal childbirth than the next woman in the next room? You know, why would one person pay 10 times more for having a baby? And this is what's happening. This was reported in the Wall Street Journal when they pulled back the curtain on another hospital. A couple months ago, Anna Matthews wrote a great article showing that one woman who had a C-section in the same facility paid over $6,000 for her C-section, and another woman paid the same time in the same hospital, same team, over $60,000 for her C-section.
Wow.
Same.
That's insane. That is crazy. I want to just touch on something that you said very quickly. You said machine readable. Mm-hmm. And I think I want to go back to that point, because I think that what that means is that, to your point, aggregators can go in now and pull that data and make it much easier for consumers to make those comparisons. Is that correct? Am I sort of reading that correctly?
Absolutely, Teresa. I mean, think about it. We saw this happen in the airlines. I'm old enough to remember when they weren't price transparent and you had to go through a travel agent and she had the terminal or he had the terminal, and then they'd click on and maybe the next day they gave you the price and the ticket, but you never knew what it was going to cost to fly somewhere. And then the industry got deregulated by President Carter in the late 70s. And what happened is the individual airlines posted online in their websites the prices with their own tools. And then aggregators came out that parsed through that data. I believe it was Orbitz and Expedia that were the first two. But now we have Priceline, Kayak, Google Flights, right? We've got all these great tools to shop for flights. What happened to airline prices? They went down by over 50%. And real dollars in today's rates for airlines. And what happened there is planes and airlines had to compete on quality and safety. Planes got safer to fly, and hundreds of millions of more people have broad access today to fly. And guess what? We believe very firmly this is the model that we can see happen right around the corner in healthcare. Because already we know many different companies that are trying to gather this data from the hospitals. Soon they'll get the same data from insurance companies wherever we get care, even outside of hospitals. And then they are also will have access by law to the historical claims data of the actual prices paid in the past, right? So wow. Imagine all of this data unleashed right around the corner. And we're going to see this data unleashed in 2022, which will then mean that we can start to see a marketplace, start to see competition with hospitals and insurance companies. But don't think that the hospitals and the insurers haven't looked at this and come kicking and screaming because the gravy train and their greed has run amok. Quite frankly, they've benefited very much so by keeping all of us payers, the patients and our employers and the government, the government is us, taxpayers, mm-hmm. In the dark. So the light is shining and we can now see rather than mountains and mountains ahead of us to get to price transparency, we can see the light that we are coming very soon to have this be realized in reality.
So that's all fantastic. And another thing that I think you mentioned in your op-ed was that this there's going to be a little bit more bite to some of these new rules, and that the fines on hospitals that don't comply have increased from $300 a day to $300 per day per bed. Has that a done deal or is that a proposal?
Well, we've proposed, along with unions like the American Federation of Teachers, and the American Benefits Council, Consumers First, and Families USA, they had suggested a $300 per bed per hospital fine rather than the measly fine it is today, which is just $300 per day per hospital, which to me is less than a mosquito bite. I think it's not even a gnat bite. I don't think they even feel it at $300 a day. But boy, oh boy, do the patients feel it when we get overcharged for things like a $15,000 EpiPen, which we actually helped a patient actually find that was a big overcharge and helped them negate that bill. But, you know, the reality is President Biden came in strong with a new executive order just a couple of weeks ago on competition in healthcare. And he came out strong saying that the hospitals have been anti-competitive, and many have consolidated where they've raised the costs of healthcare and the prices in those consolidated markets, but they're also behaving in a very anti-competitive way. So he stood strong to reinforce the Trump administration price transparency rules that started January 1st. In fact, so much so that just this past Monday, Biden's administration, Secretary Becerra, came out to say that he's going to increase the fines already in a new proposed rule on the hospital transparency to up to $2 million for the large hospitals. We think this administration may need to go even further if the hospitals don't comply shortly and make the penalties even higher, but even more so, start the public service announcements. Let every consumer know. Because we polled recently and found that only a third of consumers have heard of price transparency in healthcare, and they support it overwhelmingly by north of 85%. They want these mandates, and we're unified on that. But the reality is that Health and Human Services and President Biden's administration can go strong to let every person know that we now have the right to demand prices before we get care. And even further, to make hospitals actually have to just notify us for any scheduled surgery or any scheduled doctor's appointment to know what we're going to pay, what we're going to get, and at what price. And make it really easy that upfront notify us when we walk in that hospital that we have the right to get prices before we get care. But moreover, make it a national announcement, because now we all have the right to be consumers and get in that driver's seat. And you know as well as I know, Teresa, that's a huge shift, a huge behavioral shift, because we didn't know we had this right.
Absolutely. And I know your voice is really leading the charge, which is excellent. And we're going to talk more about all of this in a minute. We'll be right back with more on Patients' Right Advocate and Price Transparency with Cynthia Fisher. Don't go anywhere.
Healthcare Confidential is brought to you by Prescriptive Communications, LLC. Analyze, strategize, connect. That's our prescription for healthcare marketing. Prescriptive Communications puts healthcare businesses in front of the audiences they need to reach. If you're ready for a diagnostic on your marketing efforts, get in touch with Prescriptive today. Call us at 631-606-0525 or visit prxcommunications.com. That's 631-606-0525 or prxcommunications.com.
Welcome back to Healthcare Confidential. We're here with Cynthia Fisher, founder and chairman of Patient Rights Advocate, talking about price transparency in healthcare. And Cynthia, I just wanted to ask you, what can somebody do today if they receive an outrageous medical bill?
That's a good question, Teresa. Well, there's the beauty in price transparency in healthcare is for the first time we've actually seen and helped people get access to the pricing information so that they could compare their bill to what their insurance plan actual rate is negotiated with that hospital. So in fact, I can give you an example. There was a young man who was overcharged $15,000, 20-year-old young man in Colorado, $15,000 coming out of an emergency room. The emergency visit was reasonable charges based upon his plans for a bag of saline and injection of epinephrine and Benadryl for a nut allergy. But when he left, they gave him an EpiPen that had 3 weeks left on its expiration date. And weeks later, he got the bill for $15,000 for that EpiPen.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Oh, I think
the poor guy.
That's the most expensive one I've ever heard of. And he was overwhelmed because his high deductible plan was $5,000 high deductible. And then he got his explanation of benefits from his insurer. And the insurer said, oh, don't worry. We negotiated it down to $4,900, of which you are responsible for with your high deductible. And still that seemed outrageous to him, but he's 20 years old. He just has a summer job. He's not even going to make that this summer, right? So he said, this just doesn't seem right. And he went to the pharmacy nearby and he found he could get two EpiPens for $320 and they'd last a year, right?
Wow.
So if the hospital had just given him a prescription rather than handing him the EpiPen, wow, could he have saved? Now, what did we do? We helped them look online, and thank goodness that hospital was price transparent and complying with the law. We looked, helped him find the website and where it was, and then he looked with us, and he saw that the actual insured rate under his plan was $900, not $4,900 for his insurance rate for the EpiPen. Still really, really an overcharge, a very high rate, but he was able to print that out, write a letter to the CFO and the CEO and say, I was overcharged not only by you, the hospital, but also by my insurance in this bill. And within 13 hours, they actually said, we forgive the bill entirely. And it must have been a glitch in our system.
Interesting. The old glitch in the system.
The old glitch in the system. But so, that's pretty cool because you know, where there's price transparency now, it's not only saving up front and getting the price up front, but when you get a bill that seems to be a major overcharge, people could go online and find this. I mean, trust me, it's not easy the way they're presenting the data today, but we're getting there, right? But I think the other thing for your question is on our website at patientrightsadvocate.org, we consulted a bunch of patient advocates and lawyers to say, how can people fight an outrageous bill? And so we have a step-by-step way that could take any of your listeners through how to a deal with an overcharge or an error or even fraud that they find on their medical bills. Also on our website, we have how to shop with this new price transparency rule. Even though the websites are quite onerous, we walk you through how to shop and how to make it easier to try to find a price transparent doctors and surgeons out there that are also making it very easy. So we're giving alternatives of where it's easy to shop and helping you through where it's difficult to shop. And then finally, Marshall Allen. Do you know Marshall?
I do. I'm aware of him. Sure. Yes. In his book.
Yeah.
Talk about his book a little bit.
Yeah. We have his book on our website because he just wrote a book called,
Never Pay the First Bill.
Yes. Thank you, Teresa. Never Pay the First Bill.
Yep.
And it's great. I read it twice in the same weekend. But it's really an informative on the step-by-step process to get the itemized list of dealing with the hospitals and the insurance companies to make sure you were charged fairly. And he talks a lot about if it's a small bill, if it's a bill of a couple of thousand dollars that you've been overcharged, take it to small claims court, you know, and go fight it. It's worth the money because it's your money and it's your money to save. And, hands down, he's done it with a lot of different patients and it's working. So there's all sorts of ways to go here. But if you go to our website, patientrightsadvocate.org, we'll do our best every time we find something new to help save people money in healthcare. We'll post it.
Great. And I also just want to ask you about, in addition to that work, you do so much advocacy, and I know that you have partnered with the Association of Independent Doctors. We had Marnie Jamison Carey on the podcast recently. Talk about some of your advocacy and some of these partnerships and how you're, continuing to fight this fight.
Well, you know, there are a lot of doctors, independent doctors, that also want things like site neutrality, right? They want people, you know, not to have an advantageous pay. And they also want to make sure that hospital systems don't have certificates of need in the states where they block competition of coming into states and being able to provide lower cost, better quality care. So we support what they're doing because they also support transparency in healthcare, knowing that when we can all see prices and we all see quality and outcomes, that Americans will be better served. That, you know, so we've joined wherever we see a coalition coming together that wants to provide the American public better care, better quality at a much lower price through transparency and keeping the consumers well informed. You know, it doesn't take much to do the right thing. And right now, we just issued a report where we looked at a random sample of 500 hospitals. It's the first semi-annual report looking at hospital price transparency compliance. And Teresa, unfortunately, we found that only 5.6% of the hospitals that we surveyed were compliant with the new law.
5.6%?
5.6%. 94.4% were not compliant.
That's shocking.
Mm-hmm. Many of them had some pricing information on their website or used a cost estimator tool. However, they didn't comply with each of the facets of the law. And it's really simple to comply. It's simply that they have to put in a data machine readable file that can be downloaded to anyone, a consumer or a tech innovator, a data file that shows all of their discounted cash prices and all of their negotiated rates with every payer in every plan. Full stop. That's it. So we evaluated them on those facets of the law. And then the other part of the law was for them to post 300 consumer shoppable prices, either in a standard list that is machine readable, which is what we prefer. Yes, because then anybody can download it into an Excel file or easily read it as a consumer. Or somehow at the last minute before they issued this law, someone inked in those price estimator tools with no accountability. Wonder how that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a few lawyers and lobbyists of the Healthcare Association that were boo-hooing when they lost in the courts to keep their prices secret and keep all the patients and consumers in the dark. Yeah, they lost in the lower court when they sued the Trump administration and the Department of Justice. And then they lost in the appellate court when they sued again to keep us all in the dark and keep their gag orders with doctors and keep it with the insurance companies. So maybe when they boo-hooed and walked over to HHS when they lost in the courts and said, please, please, please let us use our cost estimator tools. We still want to keep people in the dark. I don't know, but we think that's...
They got a little concession there. They got a small concession.
Yeah, I think they did, but they didn't get the concession on having to post all of their data. So that's the big meat and potatoes of this rule. And we are so excited that President Biden stood strong on going against the anti-competitive behavior and using price transparency by with stricter penalties as the first major move to get competition unleashed.
Yeah, good news for patients, good news for consumers, good news for independent doctors, and more to come. Your work isn't completely done, but definitely more to come. So I want to thank you, Cynthia, so much for taking the time to talk to us. Can you please give our listeners the website address and any, you know, where can they learn more?
Yes, they can learn more by going to patientrightsadvocate.org. And I really encourage them to do so timely because your voice and all of their voices, every listener's voice matters. Washington listens to patients and consumers. And right now is an open period for the next 60 days for us to all have our voice count by commenting on this hospital price transparency rule and what we want as consumers. And we can tell our own story of how we've been harmed and how important it is to us and our families and why we need to see actual prices and complete upfront prices that match bills, rather than being gamed by estimates. So they can comment. And we have a link online right now that goes straight into the HHS, the Health and Human Services site, to comment on these proposed rules of changes for making these hospital price transparency rules even stronger, as well as comment to the surprise billing law that is coming into regulation allow for none of us to get surprise bills and balance bills from anesthesiologists or pathologists or neonatologists that are out of network, that are contracted by these hospitals that have been slamming people with outrageously overcharged surprise balance bills. So that rule is also now under comment. It also has a cost estimator function that we're saying, no, we need the actual prices. So we kind of encourage all of your listeners and everyone to take their voice to Washington and help support us lowering the costs and enabling broad access through more and more transparency.
Excellent. And I love that you're making it so easy for people to do that, to make their voices heard. So patientrightsadvocate.org is the website again. The tool is right there. Mm-hmm. And make your voice heard.
Yeah.
So perfect. Thank you so much. I want to remind our listeners that new Healthcare Confidential episodes are available every Monday morning wherever you access podcasts. The show is brought to you by Prescriptive Studios and hosted on Omni Studio. Our theme song is an original composition written and performed by Patrick Karsik. Our production assistant is John Roy. And views expressed on the show are solely those of the host and guest and do not reflect any other entity. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave us your feedback. And help us continue the conversation by dropping a note on the Healthcare Confidential Facebook page. Stay well, everyone.